the most. I love you, but do you love me? Oh, Diana, can't you see? I love you with all my heart, and I hope we will never fight. Oh, please stay with me, Diana. Only you who can save my heart. Only you who can tell the fight. When you hold me in your love of another, I can feel you giving all your time.
Paul Anka once told me on a radio show about Diana and why he wrote it.
Diana was a girl who I knew in Ottawa, Canada, who was a friend of the family, a few years my senior, went to the same church. And at age 14, I guess that was my first real crush, you know what that first one is like. And at that time, she wasn't really interested in me. And the more she wasn't interested, the more interested I was in her, obviously. Now you have to imagine at that time that this was a very beautiful, mature, and at that time worldly. She was about 18, 19, and somehow she had really gotten around pretty good in travel. She had her family had moved from place to place. And I felt, what was I going to do to get this girl's attention? Well, at the time, I was in a class with 40 girls and a friend of mine, Fred Tommy. He was a ski champion in Canada. And I was interested in writing. So they put me in a shorthand class and a typing class. I wound up typing about 50 words a minute, and I became pretty good at shorthand. But I didn't get along with the teachers, so they threw me into a music class. So I started taking music. And I wrote this poem called Diana. And then I put melody to the words. And I sent her the song, which she thought was amusing, but it really didn't do much for her. And I kept playing this song at parties. Word got around that I wrote the song for her. And it just became a thing like, well, here's Paul again, and here's the song he wrote for her, and we'll listen to it and put him in a closet and leave him alone. Well, the year that I went down to New York, recorded the song, became a hit within about a month, Time magazine asked if we would be seen together and take a picture. And I went from nowhere to Time magazine with this girl. So, she started to become very interested. But, in the interim, I had gone to Paris, I'd been to London, and you know what it's like. You have a hit record, and all of that energy going on. For the first time, different girls were paying attention to me. And I got home, and I wasn't interested in her anymore. But we kind of remained friends, and she's a real living person. She's still back home in Ottawa. I haven't heard from her in quite a few years. And I thank her for the inspiration.
Paul Anka. This was another gigantic hit for Paul.
Put your head on my shoulder. Hold me in your arms. That you love me too.
your lips next to mine, dear. Won't you kiss me once, baby? Just a kiss goodnight, maybe.
Segment, huh? Yeah, we played a lot of him here at KBIX Radio.